going as much as we can do it. So we're to go forth diligently and search, explore diligently, duly for the child. For the child. And one of the things about approaching God as the child of heaven is it's so simple. We haven't looked it up yet. And we just sense that God came and he presents himself and we search for that child, for that baby, the birth of heaven in our lives. And then it says, as soon as you find him, as soon as you find him, the word to find, just like in English, it's to come upon, to meet with after searching, using our thoughts, our hearts, our minds, to find what we're looking for. And just to back up for a minute, if we're seeking God, it's like, how do we play hide and seek with God? Okay, for those of you that are new, the way we play hide and seek with God is we seek him and he will find us. So let's review. Can we all say that? We will seek him and he will find us. And that's really neat, particularly for smaller ones on that side. So we seek him and we find him, and when we find him, it's like in the Gospels, like someone finds a great pearl. The shepherd that finds the lost sheep. All of this, we find what we're looking for. And that's cool. And then it says, report to me. That translates for us to, when we come to him, we proclaim what we found. Gilbert was saying years ago, used to have a slogan, I found. There's so many people searching. And you know when you're with people who are searching and they really are desperate and just the hope of knowing that you found it. And it's not an imposition and it's not taxing people to say, you know, I was like that too. And I found God and I found me and it made the difference. If that in fact happened, God found me. And regardless whether you look at when you receive God, or gradual, or in a flash, or whatever, like Paul wrote to the Romans, whatever, God finds us. And when we are found by God, it is a wondrous experience. And we want to report it, we want to proclaim it, we want to tell it, we want to teach it. It's a really neat thing to teach that which you know. Before I went into ministry, I studied to be a teacher. And one of the things I really wanted to do also was coach. I coached wrestling. And I've been coaching some other sports. And along the way, I helped coach my children. And it's really fun to help people to learn the things that you know. And last week, we had the mentoring thing. Next year, somewhere. It's part of sharing what we found, and that's a good thing. So report so that I may go and worship him. So that you may go and worship him. Now, this is really cool. The term in the Greek, it is essentially to bow and kiss. The word kiss is in there, kind of kiss, but not like a date. It's when you come to the high king, you don't go and say, hi. But they say, ever see a movie where people come to the right, a curtsy for the king or queen or something, right? It's not a little curtsy. And the Persian culture,
which is probably where the wise men came from, they would have to get down on their knees. By the way, from this, I have to assume that they were younger. And they would take and touch their head to the ground. And then perhaps kiss the hand of the king. So, as we do this, we get a sense of what's implied. Now, as we do this, it's a sense of bowing down and acknowledging the role of the king above us. We submit to that person's authority. Now, how many of you agree that that's an awesome resolution? If you said no, I'd say you're old spiritual. Whose resolution was that? Whose resolution was it? King Herod. Whose? Was he the great spiritual king of Israel? He was involved in killing. Here's something to realize. Think this through for a minute. Did King Herod want God's blessing? No. I think he did want his blessing. But here's the key. King Herod wanted God's blessing his way, Herod's way. Have you ever prayed for something that you wanted God to do for you? And maybe it wasn't what God wanted for you. Have you ever had that happen? I had it happen so often. Contribute to my piety and prayer. Yet you see, we get so caught up in what we want, we lose sight of that the real blessing is finding within us and letting God find us so that we want what God wants. Can I say the difference that would have meant? He wanted God's blessing enough to submit to God's will. Would you all just take a moment? Just bow your heads. Of course, I'm not going to ask you to do anything good, physical or verbal or whatever. Do you want what God wants for you? They simply want God to do what you want. And in the silence, if you want the fullness of God's blessing, which is meaning in God, then ask for God. Ask from God for a heart to want the things of God. Amen. Now, our whole Christian journey is prefaced on whether we want the things of God. You see, Herod said the words, but he didn't mean it. didn't mean it. Do you know that I've had resolutions come this way? And if I lost as much weight as I resolved to do over the years, at the very best, I'd be at risk. So I asked for it, but I didn't really mean it. I thought it'd be nice if it just happened. I thought it would be nice if God just revealed himself to me. But what we're talking about is to receive the love of God. The meaning behind that, that he loves you, he wishes you to be a part of God, to come to him. If only Herod had done that, the children's lives that would have been spared. People in Newtown and other places had bowed down, the lives that were spared, and a host of other opportunities. But God loves you so much that he comes to us again and again. Part of the words of institution from Paul in Corinthians, for I have received of the Lord that which I also deliver unto you. The Lord Jesus, and in the same manner which was betrayed. Receiving is accepting God's meaning and purpose for your life. Receiving is accepting and believing that God loves you more than anything else. And he wants you to know what it's like to be loved by God. Are you ready to receive it? Well, we invite you to his table. All that we ask is that you want to receive his love. Because we know ahead of time, God wants to give it to you. And this meal is a symbol